I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We're back here, Jake. I do like this outfit from Devin Carter.
Yeah. This one he wore, getting in his bag. The rook is getting... Well, we were disappointed opening night because he was in, like, not even, like, designer sweats. It's just, like, he woke up.
And right? For the record, I like the draft day outfit.
Oh, yeah. I love the draft day outfit.
But I saw it live. That thing looked clean. You didn't even see the shoes, okay? The shoes on him were like very good.
He looked really, really good.
It was fire.
Day.
But I was with you, Dame, opening night where I was a little disappointed. I was like, man, come on, man. Like, all right, man. Yeah, I think he had slippers on too. I was like, all right, man, come on, don't do that. But right after that, he started to do his thing.
Overall, I don't think I'm a big fan of his style, but I don't like the double Louis bag. We don't need that. You don't need that. No one needs that.
And I think you're right. I think those are Pharrell Louis boots.
Might be an endorsement. He's just pulling it all together.
Big ups, Devin Carter.
But good for Devin. That's one of his better outfits of the year. We welcome in our man Jake Gaden from CBS 13. Love doing Sports Sunday with him most weekends here, and he's gearing up for CBS's biggest time of the year.
Why you wear that shirt though?
Well, we know why he wore the shirt.
Oh,
but no, it's fine. Let my man live with his stupid little UConn T-shirt. It's his time of year. The NCAA tournament is underway, so we'll get to that and what your guys' coverage is going to look like. For that, but the last time we saw you, Sunday night, we were talking Kings basketball, little bit of doom, little bit of gloom. We knew what was ahead. It was this brutal 7-game homestand, Jake, and the Kings, they've started out 2-0 so far with that big win last night against Cleveland.
That win last night shocked me, quite honestly, because the game came at it like the feeling heading into the game last night was doom and destruction. If they lose this game, so be it. And how much are they going to lose by? And the way they started that game as well last night was ugly. Like, just not on the basis of like the missed shots, but the shot selection and how the offense truly wasn't flowing in that first quarter at all. Felt like it was a lot of isolation ball. I'm sitting here like, this is not what Kings basketball is. You know, it's free-flowing. It's fast-paced. The ball has electricity in it. Wasn't that to start the game? And then they started to cook a little bit. Malik Monk took off in that second quarter. Same thing with DeMar. But like the guy we were just talking about, like the energy man last night is like Devin Carter. Like usually that's a Jake LaRavia role who was out last night as well. But Carter was just fantastic off the bench, was able to show off his range, but I just specifically loved his defense. He looked like Keon Ellis for a little bit, like the Keon we saw 2 years ago that, like, you saw the glimpse of, like, yeah, he can be a good defender. He does have natural instincts on where the ball is going to go. But, you know, the big thing last night is they do it without LaVine, who was seen post-game, by the way, in the locker room. And I think he's expected to play tonight. He's off the injury report. But to do it without him and to do it without Sabonis last night against the best team in the Eastern Conference with the best record in the NBA, like, how are they doing this? Like, what team's going to show up each night? Is it going to be the one that beat the Celtics and the Cavs this year, or is it going to be the one that gets blown out by 20 by the Suns? That's the frustrating part right now.
Well, Jake, I would say, and I talked about this earlier, I would say what we saw last week from this team, what we saw in that Phoenix game, because I'm with Dame, the Knicks game is a little unfair to group in with that last week because there were circumstances to that. But what we saw last week, I think that's the outlier. I think that's the anomaly. I think what we've seen for this team for the last month, month and a half, is what we saw in the last two games. And that doesn't always mean you're going to win, right? But I just ask people to do the exercise. How many times since Doug Christie has taken over as coach, now we're looking at like probably two and a half months, how many times have we seen games like Phoenix? Not often. We usually see games like we saw last night and on Monday. Like I said, doesn't have to be a win, but the commitment to competing has been there damn near since day one of the Doug Christie era. And I think that's who this team is. I think we can almost take it to the bank. That's who's going to show up. Doesn't mean they're going to win once again, but I think that's who they are. What you think?
I think so too. I think at the same point though, is like, you can't have these outliers though, when it comes to a seven game series in the NBA playoffs, even if you're playing in the playing game, like, man, like, you can't have two bad games in the playing game. Your season's done. So that's why it's like, that's the frustrating part of the consistency, is like, you want to know what team's going to show up based off of what the opponent is each night. You shouldn't have to get up on certain games and other games not. Like, you're right though, Casey, when I say, like, you know, when they play hard, when they play well, you can have a loss like Denver and say, okay, that's a loss I'm okay with, because they were in it and they barely lost it at the end, and so be it, all right? That was a really well-fought game. But the effort, though, when you see like a Suns game, that's what's the question mark of, like, when are you going to get that ever, or are these guys going to play hard like they did last night? That's where I kind of push back with you on that, because I think that's – you just don't know what team. Like, what's going to make you guys know that they're going to show up this way each night? That's the question that I think everyone's asking right now.
Agree, but I'll push back a little bit on your pushback, because that was one game. Like, the Warriors just lost convincingly to a Nuggets team with nobody out there, but we still look at the Warriors as they're playing good basketball. Like, I think you're allowed one or two of those, because we're dealing with humans, not robots. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to happen. But out of the 37 games they've played under Doug Christie, you can count on one hand how many times they've showed up like that. And that's why I say that was the outlier.
You know, the great thing about it is they can do it again tonight against the Bulls, and then you can just be like, Jake, I don't know what I'm talking about here. I don't know. I think this homestand's key, guys. You know that. Like, if they don't figure out their stuff against the Bulls, and then like that Monday, Tuesday back-to-back next week is just – whoever came up with that is not a good
the
person.
Devil.
It's a yes, literally, straight up. Am I wrong on that? Am I wrong?
Not at all.
Jake did bring up an unfortunate truth, though. Mm. Kings are favored tonight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Kings are favored tonight. Chicago's
it's like the return of Kevin Herter.
Chicago's
get ready for Red Velvet. Or Kevin, all right?
As Damian would say, who?
Well, no, I didn't say, no, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. 20th, no,
right?
No.
That's the game, you know, and that's what's going to happen.
That's not what happened. We were talking about something, and I don't recall what, but it wasn't related to Chicago. And then Kenny said, well, Red Velvet's here.
About the Red Rooster, Terry Taylor.
Oh, the Red Rooster. Yeah. That's what it was. Well, and then Kenny says, well, Red Velvet is back tomorrow. I was like, who? Like, I don't get it. And then it's like, oh, Red Velvet, Chicago. You're talking about something else. Wasn't trying to,
but he is back. He's in the city right now, man. Kevin Herter's back.
Hey, salute to Kevin Herter.
Do they boo him or are?
No, there's no reason. There's no reason.
Conversation about
that man
today,
didn't do
guys.
Anything. There's no reason.
Sure enough.
That's funny. We have not thought about that once. I don't think.
This is going to. He's going to get a smattering of applause for sure. And then he's just. And I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry. He's going to get hit with a level of indifference. Unless it's a tight game in the fourth quarter and he just becomes a jerk.
Well, that's always on the table. Not for him, but just any NBA player. Like, yeah, they may have some things to say,
yeah,
if they hit some shots.
Yeah.
In the tribute video, guys, how many angles of the Jazz game winner is shown?
He doesn't get a tribute video.
Doesn't get one?
No, I don't even know if you put one on Instagram, on your stories.
No, you know, you can just put on the stories, hi, Kevin, walking into the, like, arena. Like, we would do that. Like, Kevin's our guy and all, but, like, we don't got to do all that. Wait, hey, we're being honest. We're still paying off Kevin Herter.
Well, this is true.
Get through this damn trade parameters with Atlanta.
That's a fact.
Kevin Herter's on his second team since leaving Atlanta, and we're still trying to figure out how to pay for it. It's like layaway that we couldn't afford. Man, but the point was, you got to follow this up with a, you got to, like, Chicago is an under 500 team, you know, playing or not. Chicago is an under 500 team. You got to, it's the only game on the this whole homestand where you're like.
There's two.
What's the other one?
Portland.
Oh, that's the seventh game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the final. Yeah.
That's fine.
Last one.
Okay.
But to your point,
that's fine.
This one in Portland are the ones that you were like, yo, you have to have
these. Those are the ones that people were saying they might go 2-5.
Right. You have to have these. Yeah.
I think, guys, if you look at it, I think LaVine gets up and does his thing tonight. Like, didn't play last night. I think this is a game that he carries the team on offense. I think the Valanciunas-Vucevic matchup tonight, yeah. I think that's a subtle undertone I'd watch tonight. Jonas didn't play a lot last night. They played a lot of small ball in that fourth quarter last night. Like, I like that matchup. I think that's going to be really, really interesting. It's also interesting because, like, when Domas guards Vucevic, it's a much different style than Jonas. Like, Jonas kind of does a little more bully ball than Domas, because Domas is a little more finesse. But what does that affect on Vucevic? Like, how does that affect his style? I don't know. I think that's going to be a subtle tone. I'm also intrigued, you know, who does Keegan Murray guard tonight? That's the other thing. That's going to be the best offensive player. Who do they value as the best offensive player other than Vucevic? Like, you know.
He's going to guard.
That's interesting.
He's going to guard. Right there. And forgive me for forgetting my man's name. But how you say his name, Brett? Zakis? They saying he – in Chicago, they say he Cooper Flagg. He is a good ball player. Like, he can play. God. But, like, I remember Stacey King was like, yeah, y'all talking about tank for Cooper. We got Cooper right here.
Okay.
He can hoop, though.
Okay, Stacey.
He can hoop. I don't know what he's going to be, but he can hoop. He was in the dunk contest.
Okay.
All I know is this. If they can win again tonight, that's...
That's big.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's big. Yeah. You're close. You're closer to that's getting that 8 seed again than before. I hate to throw that in out there, but, like, you know, that's still a possibility, people. Don't outcount the team.
Until
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's gone. Until it's gone, it's there.
That man had 5 points last night.
Well, I got him on my prize picks.
Cooper Flagg had 5 points last. Your Cooper Flagg guy had five points.
He's not mine. I'm saying that's what they say.
Okay.
And I've seen him play. He can play.
Jake said something a second ago. Made me check the injury report. Zach LaVine's not on it.
Yeah. No.
Of course, he wasn't yesterday either.
True. Jake had the video, though. of Zach pulling up into the locker room.
Okay.
Shout out Jake, man. So what happened with that? He just kind of dapped people up and then walked out?
I'll be dead honest with you. I think he pulled up and said was good to Jay Crowder, said was good to Malik, and then dipped out for 30 seconds. And you can hear it in the video. He says, like, Malik's like, you good? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. So
that was today?
That was last night.
Oh, last
That's
night.
In the video
okay.
last night. That was post-game last night.
Okay.
So he was there by the end of the game, which was what, like 10 o'clock? Like, it was really interesting. We got out mad early last night, so I think that was like 10 o'clock last night, about, maybe 9:50. So...
I would say to play it, but I was listening to it, and when Zach walks in, and I think it might have been Crowder or somebody, Zach walks in, and then somebody goes, hey, look who the bleep it is. So I can't play that on the show.
Oh, hey. Shout out Jake's competitor on the other station. Matt had the video of, like, his video, not the NBC, of Doug and Gucci. Oh, this is a great video because Doug is kind of partly blocked by the Brazilian blur.
Oh, Leandro Barbosa.
Leandro Barbosa.
Yeah.
So all you see is Gucci doing all of these hands motions, like, almost like, Doug, please.
Doug. So you going to let me talk?
Doug.
Goes, okay.
Doug, I'm telling you, please. Please.
Oh, man.
Jake, what do these next couple weeks look like for you guys?
Bro, it's best time of year. You know what it is. Mm-hmm. March Madness. The Madness starts today. It's awesome. You know, every game, happens today, we will show highlights, analysis. Coach Brian Katz is in the building. Can you believe, dude, this dude's been doing it 7 years. I got a photo from his wife this morning at 9 a.m. This dude locked in, all right? Like, I mean, like, Lululemon pants, hat, notebook, coffee. Like, Brian Katz is just ready to roll. This dude. He's the definition of March Madness. He'll break down all the analysis and everything today. A couple great games. Hey, if you're not watching, Auburn is now up double digits over Alabama State. That was close in that first half. Yeah. You have other big games tonight. I think Gonzaga, Georgia. I'm looking at that UC San Diego, Michigan game, a lot of upsets there.
Well, you can look at whatever.
It's going to be March Madness for the next, month and a half.
Oh, don't get sensitive.
Yeah, no, Jake,
don't
you can look at whatever sensitive. You want. You can look at that game if you want to. I already know what's going to happen. All right, we handling business. Go blue.
You
we
didn't handling go business. To Michigan. Why do you keep saying we?
That's my boys. What you talking about? We handling business.
I do wonder, though, guys. You guys fill out brackets?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now. Oh, you didn't fill out a woman's bracket? Come on.
I don't – look, everybody knows who I'm picking to win on the women's side. Like, come on, man. I don't need to fill out a bracket to say Duke is going to win. It's the same team I've picked for the last 4 years.
Okay. Just remember the name Paige Beckers because she's going to be out here in a couple months at Golden State as number one pick. Guarantee on that, all right?
Well, they're not going to have the number one pick.
They're not going to have the number one pick.
They got, like, the fifth pick or something like that.
You're right. They do have the – Dang it.
Yeah, they do not give expansion teams the number one pick.
Really? No. I didn't know that.
No, they do not
give expansion. Isn't it like Dallas?
It's normally...
Who has the number one pick or something?
Was it Dallas?
Maybe Atlanta, it was. Atlanta.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Atlanta. WNBA draft order. Where will Jake's little friend play this year? It is Dallas. You know Dallas is number one. Seattle is number two. Or is L.A.? There was a trade.
Yeah, Seattle and Vegas. Or no, L.A.'s number two. No, L.A. was number two. They traded it to Seattle.
Yeah, so there's been some movement. The Valkyries, they have pick number five.
Okay.
Yeah. But what you thinking on the men's side? Like who you
right
think?
Right now, I'm still big on St. John's. I think St. John's is a great pick. I like Duke and Cooper Flagg. I'm intrigued to see what he does tomorrow. It's tomorrow they play. There's a press release that got released earlier that he's good to go.
Wow. Good for everyone involved. One, I didn't think he would. Two, I actually didn't think he'd be capable.
Yeah.
That role was nasty.
Tough. Maybe it scared him a little bit, in the moment. Maybe that was it.
And I don't know if his reaction
looked like pain, not fear.
They did will him off, and then he was walking 10 minutes later.
No. So you're
we'll
saying
see,
he's
again,
Aiden O'Connell?
Florida State's up there. I don't know. Well, a lot of good other picks.
I got Florida winning it all, man.
Okay.
I got Florida versus Duke. I think Florida is them or Auburn. Them, Auburn, or Duke. I think those are the three best teams in
Auburn's losing the second round. I hate to tell you that. I have two brackets, though.
Auburn's not getting out of the second round, you said?
Yeah. Watch Creighton.
I don't hate that thought. I was a little surprised by Auburn being the number one team in the country, the number one overall seed. Meaning, I was surprised.
They've been playing well. Like,
again, I'm not, you know, Seth Greenberg over here, but
D'Lo Greenberg.
Yeah, it was like, oh, for real, Auburn. Okay,
they were the best team all year. I like Tennessee too.
Yes.
I like Tennessee, so I think they're in the same bracket as Houston, who I like as well. But I got Houston. I'm probably going to be wrong in some respect because I got all four number ones going. That never happens. So
no. So when Houston,
I probably should have went Tennessee over Houston. Huh?
Who do you have Houston losing to?
I don't. I got them going in the Final Four. They lose to Duke in the Final Four. So I probably, thinking about it now, I probably should have put Tennessee in that bracket. I think Tennessee is really good. But I think it's going to be a good tournament, man. I think it's going to be really good.
There's going to be some upsets, I'll tell you that much. And I'll have all the action on CBS 13.
It ain't happening.
And then I'll
give
shout-outs to my Huskies throughout the whole entire show. That's a great thing.
Look, so so shout-out to your Huskies. Do you talk about your little goofball head coach or no?
No. He's not a goofball. He's the highest paid state employee in the state of Connecticut.
Oh, I mean, you can make a lot of money and still be a goofball.
He's a great goofball. I love him. He's great.
As your boy used to say, get some facts and then come talk to me. Calhoun, get some facts and then come talk to me.
He's the best coach in the country, as he told that referee.
He did tell him that.
This guy. Yo, this guy.
I don't even know how mad at him I am for that.
You can't be, all right? That's the best part, all right? That's what makes Dan Hurley, straight up.
I wanted to pick Oklahoma to beat him, but I don't think that's going to happen. Mm. I like Oklahoma. I like Friars, man. He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. That young boy can go.
So speaking of friends of the program, the little Fox 40 Sean Cunningham, I have an open bet with UConn and Oklahoma in that first round.
UConn, or does he believe in Oklahoma?
He believes in Oklahoma. I said, all right, well, let's rock with it, my guy.
That's going to be a good game.
Sean's a Tar Heel, right? He's a North Carolina guy, he's a Duke guy.
He's a Duke guy.
Yeah, he's a Duke guy. He's not a North Carolina. He probably is going to hit me with something for saying that. Sorry, Sean. He's a Duke guy.
I like Duke.
Duke's going to be good. UNC also played well.
I got them beating Ole Miss.
I really thought that was a stupid conversation.
You think so?
It's North Carolina. One, it's not like you had to stretch that far to get them into the tournament.
Right.
Like, I thought the explanation that the committee provided was perfectly plausible. But this whole, oh, no, the bracket said this, the bracketology, and all of these people said this. Cool. You're not in charge. Here's what they decided. And North Carolina had an opportunity. By the way, they
beat the
one, yeah, like
San Diego State.
Okay, so I think everybody did fine.
Well, that's why they quieted the crowd. It shut everything down. No one's going to talk about it.
Silly man.
I got them winning. I got them beating Ole Miss in the first round.
Same with me.
Ole Miss a good
Same
team, but I think
I like Xavier. I told our boy Tone Xavier over in Illinois.
Don't
he said I'm not friends with you until after that game. Love Big Tone, though. Big Tone's the best.
He is.
The sad part is I still have the bracket pulled up that I meant to fill out last night.
Come on.
No, it's right here. I was like, I got to pull up a bracket. It was like, what's CBS for? Oh, it's right there. Literally right there. Just didn't fill it out. You said your bracket's messed up. What happened?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I had High Point winning.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Purdue was going to handle that one. Although...
I look at the 3-point percentage. High Point had a good 3-point percentage. They just got out rebounded by Purdue. They had bully ball to that.
Jake, who was it last year that I came on and said they were making the Sweet 16 and they lost by like 40?
McNeese State, buddy. All right?
They lost by 40 in the first game.
Yeah, I mean, I look actually funny. You mentioned that literally came up on my memories on my memory thing yesterday. I said, yeah, that's Kenny with a bad take right there.
I said, mark it down. Right. They're gonna beat Kansas and Gonzaga. McNeese State in the Sweet 16. Got blasted in the first game.
They get bounced in the first round by like 15.
They're up by 16 right now over Clemson, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Second half.
Are you on tonight?
No, I'm not on until next Thursday.
Kenny's making a fun special appearance next Thursday. We're gonna bring him in off the bench, six-man role. It's going to be fantastic. You know, Kenny, you know, I do have something up my sleeve with this. Can I tease the viewers?
Absolutely.
All right. I there's some video that was moving around Instagram of KC pulling up in the local YMCA. We'll ask for some good breakdowns of what we're working on and how the game tape's looking.
I got you. I'll be ready for whatever. I got you.
I'm tuning in for that.
I'm tuning in for that.
I'm ready for whatever, man. Ready for whatever.
And will Coach Katz be there too?
No, Coach Katz is going to break down the breakdown.
Okay. That's all I need.
Break down the breakdown.
That's all I need.
All right. Can I have a quick special appearance? We're going to pull a Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers real quick.
What? Oh, wait, what?
What's up, B?
What up, big dog?
Brandon Benitez, man. So you guys are there. You guys are there like all night, huh? You guys are there for what? The next? Yeah, you guys got a long day today. You guys got a long couple weeks.
But this is so much fun.
I got the cold brew going for the next to get me going. There you go.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Best day of the year, dude. Come on. Now,
oh no, that's a good day. Basketball. No, we got four games on in front of us. Yeah, man, this is
this will never die.
It's a great day.
As long as they'll never die.
And like the argument on should we have more teams? Here's what I say: don't make this ridiculous, but at the same time, like, tell me when this gets old. Like, there ain't blowouts. All right, every game's good. No. All right,
you could do this on Tuesday and it'd be okay. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to add more teams, like put a day like this on Tuesday where in West Coast it's 9 a.m. to 11. And you could add eight more teams and do that. Like, it'd be great. It'd be okay.
Fun fact. This is the PTO for most Americans. Most Americans put in these 2 days to watch them Thursday and Friday.
Yes, indeed. Sick, I used to do that.
Yeah. Jake, we appreciate you. Go anybody but UConn.
Boomer Sooner.
I'm literally the ultimate hater. I will root for whoever UConn is playing on a game-to-game basis. I will root for not even so much that I dislike UConn that much. I really don't. I just hate that they won and you got to gloat, so I have to root against them.
Back to back, too. He got the shirt back to back. Oh, man.
UConn! UConn!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.